Welcome in to the new PFF NFL Daily. Here's a recent snippet from the PFF NFL podcast.
All right, let's get on to quarterbacks. Now, you have no winners or losers for the quarterback position.
That is correct. Because the combine doesn't mean absolute shit for the quarterback position. It doesn't mean shit.
Okay, so.
There's nothing that I saw that changes my opinion on any of these guys.
I think that's fair. But let me give you, it's not even a counterpoint. It's actually contradictory to almost everything I just said 5 minutes ago. But that being said, let me explain to you why I think there are winners or losers.
Okay.
Number one, Anthony Richardson. He's going to be talked about as one of the winners of this combine. Put up insane workout numbers at an insane size, reinforced everything we thought about him in terms of freakish ability. Where I think it changes things for me, though, is remember before the combine, it's like this guy's a mix of Cam Newton and Justin Fields. Like, what even? That's absurd and ridiculous. And my biggest problem with that is, like, Cam Newton was a visible freak every time he stepped onto the field. He was bigger than defensive ends that were trying to chase him down and faster than those guys. And every stage of football he ever played in his life, he was the biggest, freakiest athlete in the room, and therefore was a dominant force, almost independent of what he was able to do passing the football. I didn't really see that with Richardson on my first look at the guy's tape. It's like, obviously he's a freak athlete, but he's not Cam Newton. Well, it turns out, from a workout point of view, he is.
Yeah.
And actually, he's faster than Cam Newton at the same kind of size. Like, this is basically the same weight, you know, an inch shorter. Mm-hmm. I didn't really see that. And now I'm kind of like, maybe I do need to reassess, like, just how freaky he is, and therefore what that means for his floor in the NFL, because I'm actually starting to think now that he's almost the opposite player that everybody is talking about him as, right? He's being characterized as a really low floor and high ceiling guy, you know, massive range of outcomes. And actually, if he's that level of freak athlete, you might be talking about a guy who has a really high floor, but maybe the ceiling isn't as high because the thing that's a problem is accuracy. And okay, Josh Allen fixed that, but most people don't. So if you have a generally inaccurate quarterback, even if he is pretty good from a process standpoint and maybe more of a sort of fundamental passer than people are giving him credit for, that still probably puts a cap on how good you can be. But if you're that freaky an athlete, it's almost impossible to stink.
Yes. Yes. I've been saying that one for a while, that I would draft him, and this was like a little corollary, but like, if he just said he wanted to play another position, I'd take him in the first round. I don't really care what position it is. He's just like that.
Right, if he was just an athlete, like the college recruiting stuff.
Exactly. He's a five-star athlete. Like, this guy is. That's what you're drafting him as, to a degree. But it gives you a high floor when you are that dynamic. You can run. You can run the triple option with him, and it'd be tough to stop play after play. So, yeah, I do think he's – like you said, being billed a little incorrectly, because he does, he is going to be tough to stop, even if he doesn't complete a pass next year. But hard to call him winner, because I already felt that way. And I guess his Instagram follower is probably a winner. His social media presence is a big winner. But
to me, like,
it doesn't change how I rank him. I still think
I think that's fair. And obviously, you know, you're way deeper into the tape and stuff than I am. But for me, it sort of changed how I was crediting him with that stuff. Like, obviously, I knew he was an impressive athlete, but that workout and those measurables, to me, are like, actually, this guy is in a different category than maybe you were giving him credit for, and that does change things. Like, if he is that special an athlete, because I think over the last few years, over a while now, you're starting to kind of see that guys that are genuinely special athletes, it does change how – it just changes the rules. Like, Justin Fields being able to be as fast and freaky as he is gives him time. Like, if the Bears go with him again, it's because he's that freaky an athlete. Cam Newton, obviously, everything we've seen from him. Josh Allen being as good as he was, he stank as a passer for a couple of years but had the time because he could do all that stuff. Jalen Hurts as well. And apparently he's a way more impressive athlete than Jalen Hurts is, and they were able to basically build a rushing offense off the back of that. So – the fact that he was that special, like, I think changes his entire outlook.
I will just say, though, on field, the throwing portion, he was bad. he was all over the place.
And
he did not look like he was fixed.
Right, and it didn't help that he was right next to C.J. Stroud, mm-hmm. who made everything look easy. Yeah. Like he had the throwing equivalent of the Christian Gonzalez, Bijan Robinson smoothness. Like just everything was drop back, smooth, easy.
Yeah,
I would almost put him as a winner in terms of, I mean, we knew this already, but he did show the difference between him mm-hmm. and like the other guys that worked out from just how easy he made throwing the football accurately look.
And I think his arm looked a little liver than I even gave him credit for. He was putting his deep ball was going toe to toe in terms of just like distance and velocity with Anthony Richardson.
Right. It didn't. The one thing is that it didn't look like Richardson
tried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were sort of terming that drill, you know, like the Josh Allen drill. Because mm-hmm. that was kind of where it first showed up. Josh Allen like took an age and then just unleashed one just to show how far he could throw it. Everybody in this drill kind of felt more like they were just trying to go for accuracy. Whereas I think they have three shots at those, the true go ball.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the first two, let's go for accuracy and pretty and showing you what we could do. The third one, like let's just
That's what they did. Richardson did that. Stroud was definitely, I mean, trying to show off the arm. Like
yeah.
he was taking a nice little crow hop. But I think that's the difference between Richardson, Levis's arm talent versus Stroud's, is that those guys just like, it comes out.
Richardson just flicks
they,
it.
They don't even, Levis doesn't change his, he doesn't change his release no matter what the throw is.
Yeah.
He's the same like tight, and that's why they can spin it real nice to intermediate level with like a little more juice than I think Stroud does.
So I think Levis was kind of a loser from this whole thing. For the throwing portion, so he was obviously going to throw. We say he used that term because he's got a cannon and he wants to show mm-hmm. it off. He felt like when he was doing all the different throwing drills, it was almost like, I've heard that the biggest criticism of me is a lack of variance in my throws. So I'm going to vary them at random here just to show that I have like other clubs in the bag. But it's like it was independent of what the throw was.
Actual concept, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like each one of these throws is already designed to make you vary the throw. Mm-hmm. by the route. And he was like, it was like a randomizer as to what throw was going to come out based, you know, independent of what the route was being run. I'm like, that's not helping. Like, this is not showing everybody that you have this wide variety of throws. This is like, do you know what you're doing here?
I did think it looked accurate, more accurate than Richardson for sure. And probably more accurate than he's like, was given credit for on tape. But obviously it's a controlled environment. If you don't look accurate there, you're in trouble. Like, that's why Anthony Richardson is still like, I still QB4 because dude misses an insane amount of throws. 53% yeah. completion is a tough pill to swallow.
It is. And that's his biggest issue is
yeah.
like, we need to do the Josh Allen thing to him. We need to figure out if we can teach him how to be accurate
yeah.
from a very low baseline.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard a lot of people say it's fixable. And there are things that can get cleaned up and I expect it to improve. But I think it's a far cry to expect him to look anything like Josh Allen, though, in terms of like the fix that he has yeah. gone through. Because
it took him 3 years.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
That's the other thing is, it might be fixable, but is it going to take you 3 years of working with an independent, you know, private QB coach for that to happen? Do you even get 3 years mm-hmm. to get to that point if you're bad from a passing standpoint? Like, it's not easy, even if it is achievable.